This is Triple R Midday News with Alice Renison,
Kelsey Rutino,
and Shannon Schubert.
The Senate will today vote on a contentious media reform bill after a deal was struck between Senator Nick Xenophon's team and the coalition. If the bill passes, it will mean a reach rule, which prevents a person controlling more than 75% of Australia's broadcasting licence, will be repealed. In exchange for Senator Xenophon's support, the government has agreed to establish a $60 million fund for regional and small publishers and to increase opportunities for student and cadet journalists. MEAA Communications Director Mark Phillips says he welcomes any positive initiatives towards the media, but not at the price of removing existing safeguards.
We really need to look closely at the details of that package. We want to ensure that the wages and working conditions of any trainees that are funded through the program are properly safeguarded. It's still a shame that we're going to see the overall diversity of Australia's media diluted, and nothing replaces that.
It's RUOK Day, a day to mark suicide prevention. Organisers aim to spark meaningful conversations between people and empower them to connect with others who may be struggling. Rachel Clements, Director of Psychological Services at the Centre for Corporate Health, an RUOK psychologist, says it's important to ask the question.
The campaign to dump Australia Day has been joined by yet another Melbourne council after a heated one-hour debate at Moreland City with a 7-4 vote. Following Yarra and Darabin, Moreland Council believes it is an inappropriate day for an inclusive celebration as it marks the British invasion of Aboriginal and Islander land. But the city of Moreland will differ from its neighbours, retaining a citizenship ceremony on the date. Brunswick resident Nina Duca says it should remain a day for all Australians.
I think that it's not necessarily about the British invasion and what has happened with the Aboriginals or Indigenous people. Yes, that is very sad what's happened, but I think as a whole and as a culture, we celebrate it as a day of being Australian. I think it's a day that we all come together and celebrate being Australian and being one and being united.
One of the key campaign issues for Northcote's by-election is affordable housing. Northcote is going to the polls after Labor MP Fiona Richardson died suddenly last month. Labor is campaigning around the slogan, housing affordability is about fairness. The Greens are contesting this traditionally safe Labor seat and are focusing on adults who live with their parents because they can't afford to buy their own home. RealEstate.com has calculated the median house price in Northcote to be over $1.3 million. National Shelter's Adrian Pisaki says someone on a lower to middle income can't afford housing in inner Melbourne.
House prices are often out of reach, especially for first home buyers, and even rents are way out of reach for most people who are on even medium incomes in Australia.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics is telling people not to publish photos of the barcode on their same-sex marriage survey form. The Bureau is concerned that someone could potentially replicate the barcode and tamper with details. The barcode links to a specific form to an eligible voter. The ABS say that there have been no tampering incidents reported so far.
The UN Security Council has spoken out for the first time in 9 years about Myanmar's treatment of its Rohingya population, saying it's deeply concerned. Violence has led to some 370,000 Rohingya fleeing Myanmar to Bangladesh. Myanmar's effective leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, was set to address the UN General Assembly this month, but has pulled out. Myanmar expert Professor Monique Skidmore says criticism of Aung San Suu Kyi is justified.
We can't ever undo the tragedy and the violence that's already occurred. There are many people who justifiably will always feel that she should have stepped in and she should have tried her hardest to immediately stop the amount of violence and the devastation of the lives of so many people that have occurred in the last few weeks.
Now in sport, Sydney FC has cruised into the FFA Cup semi-finals with a commanding 2-0 win over reigning champs Melbourne City. The Australian women's soccer team, the Matildas, will face Brazil this Saturday in front of a 30,000-plus crowd at Pemaris Pepper Stadium. The sides will face off again in the second match of the series in Newcastle on Tuesday. And on Are You OK Day, Collingwood player Alex Fasolo has opened up about his struggle with depression. Fasolo took time off from football this season due to mental illness and reveals in a piece for PlayersVoice.com he would often cry before and after training. Stephen Riley from Collingwood Football Club says mental health is important for the club.
We're very proud of Alex and his message. He has a challenge to manage his illness, like many do, but he's not alone facing that challenge. And I suppose his message, which is to confront mental illness, lean on friends and be open about it, is an important one.
To the weather, mostly cloudy, a few showers increasing, a top of 15 today. Tomorrow, a top of 17 with showers increasing later in the day. This has been Triple R Midday News with Alice Renison,
Kelsey Rutino
and Shannon Schubert.